you ready? Okay, you know, I'm here at Red Lion State Prison, where unauthorized use of force was applied to me on 5/26/25. When I was seen by medical, I discovered Sergeant Lewis, LT Blaha, Lieutenant Gilly, and several John Doe officers violated my 14th and 8th Amendment when they subjected me to an unauthorized use of force because they were trying to set an example to the public, which showed their intentions were sadistic and malicious and wanton and inflict pain. On 5/17/25, at approximately 2:10, I experienced a mental health crisis, which resulted in me burning my leg by fire to cause a third-degree burn injury. I was deprived of a wheelchair and forced to attempt to walk on one leg with shackles on while my leg was burned. Furthermore, it was impossible for me to walk, which resulted in me falling down, which said officers used the opportunity to say I was resisting. Nope, I had shackles on and handcuffs behind, and drugged me and eventually hollered to me in the air by cuffs and shackles to inflict more pain when I posed no threat. And that was the situation. He's like, okay. My name is Maceo Peoples, 1716-355. This happened. I'm at Red Onion State Prison now. This happened in Wallace Ridge State Prison. They transferred me back here a couple, probably like 3 months ago, if I'm not mistaken. And I was in D3. D as in dog. Okay, recently, since I've been back here, the burn that I had, it got infected. It got infected with a staph infection because I was being denied medical care. It was multiple, but mainly, Nurse Deal, mainly. Okay, Sergeant Deal, he had a nurse who made the assessment after I burned my leg. So he allowed security to dictate his assessment, which allowed them to, you know, try to use that as to say, like, the excessive force was to maintain order when I posed no threat at all. Through it, I was denied medical care. They prescribed me to wound care for the burn, for the third-degree burn. They wasn't letting me go to wound care. They normally would come get me to transfer me, transport me in a wheelchair to medical, but it was like, okay, the longest I went without medical once was at least 11 days. And, you know, I kept complaining, kept writing written complaints on the situation, and I'm getting all type of responses, but the response wasn't never answered. It was always going around the fact of they had adequate medical care that they would provide me with. Once they started to try to provide me with it, when I went to a outside specialist and he took a culture sample of my wound, and the results came back that I got infected with the staph infection. And his treatment order was daily wound care daily, to be cleaned and ice pack if needed. But Wash Ridge medical department was actually just, they was just like depriving me of that. And so I kept writing written complaints. They was just, my eyes off to all of my remedies towards these complaints that I was writing for this within the inadequate medical care and use of excessive force that they were using upon me. So. Okay, The grievance to the unauthorized use of force that I just explained, it was assigned to Major Hall, which responded by stating, I did not view any excessive force you did refuse to walk as being instructed by staff, with the placement of the burn on your leg, the restraints would have not come in contact with your injury. And that was his response to it. Okay, the grievance, the first written complaint number, log number was WRSP 25 WR 1 number 04189. Okay, the appeal, I appealed the written complaint process, which is the grievance, stating that I am not satisfied with the response because it's frivolous and undermines policy of change because Captain Bailey responded to it, which is under Major Hall, and stated to my grievance, Captain Bailey responded, response does not address the issue in question, which is that I was subjected to an unauthorized use of force, use of excessive force. There wasn't any type of prison management needed, and officers' actions were used sadistically to set an example to other individuals in D3 pod to deter them from setting themselves on fire. The grievance to that one number was WRFP 25 REG 00407, which states the amendments safeguard inmates from an environment where physical and psychological deterioration is probable and self-improvement unlikely because of conditions which inflict needless suffering, whether it be physical or mental. I was deprived of good faith protection because LT Gilly, LT Blah, Sergeant Lewis, and several John Doe correctional officers violated their duty to protect me, not only for myself while experiencing a mental health crisis, but officers were deliberately indifferent to my safety needs and subject me to unnecessary and wanton infliction of pain when they attempt to force me to walk on my leg that was obviously burnt and incapable of managing my full body weight because Major Hall has undermined my written complaint to foreshadow the fact Wallace Ridge State Prison officials created a higher degree of risk of physical and psychological harm and acted conscious disregard or indifference to punish me because they intended to deprive me of mental services, resulting in me ultimately setting my leg on fire. They used sadistic, malicious tactics to further humiliate me, hereby violating my Eighth Amendment, causing the deliberate indifference. Suggested remedy for this? I would like you all to reserve all body-worn cameras, in-part surveillance, medical surveillance, all relevant documentation, statements, and all medical records from 5-17-25 to up to date. Grievance response to this assigned to Captain Bailey. Body cameras were reviewed. You were escorted to medical where you were evaluated by the nurse and treated for minor injuries. You were placed in ambulatory restraints due to your behavior and placed on a 15-minute watch. Proper procedure practice for 20.1 restricted in accordance with above information. This grievance is considered unfound. No further investigation appears necessary at this time.